Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From libraries in pubs to rats in Cork, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us for all of the stories that just didn't make the headlines this week. Shane, you're very welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I feel like we haven't seen you in weeks.
I know, I was off for 2 weeks.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm back with a bang.
Yeah. How was Donegal?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I got my hot tub and a place for the dog.
The little house you were in looked amazing.
It was gorgeous.
I have to go.
Just beside Glenties, overlooking Glenties. And the trick I learned, if you're bringing a dog away, try get somewhere with a beach, because you just exhaust the dog on the beach. And then if you have a stove, they just sleep for the day. So that's the trick.
What are you at this weekend?
Very little, putting the feet up.
Oh,
ahead
like
of
me.
Storm Ashley.
Yeah. I'm going to do nothing. And yeah. I have, as you know, I was away. We were with the Imrose 2 weeks ago. Mm. And I was away for a friend's surprise birthday. I was up in Finlock and Fermanagh last weekend. So I'm, when I say doing nothing this weekend,
yeah.
I am so excited.
We did a bit of shopping last night. I didn't want to leave the house this weekend.
Really? Yeah.
Close the door.
That's the only way to do it.
Yes.
Headbangers in Mallow.
Yeah, I mean, I love a news article that talks about headbangers. This is the dream. We had to include this for all the headbangers in Cork. Apparently there are a lot of them. The Examiner tells us it may seem like a very tall order, but the local authority there has been asked to raise the height of an archway in a Cork town because of people hitting their heads. This is Mallow. There are multiple headbangers in Mallow, we are told. People who have injured themselves by accidentally banging their heads off the archway over a lane called Norcotts Lane in the town centre.
That's so bad it hurt deserves a pay rise
it's
for that,
great, isn't it?
That
yeah.
headline alone.
And
yeah.
the headbangers are people who maybe visit the town and don't know about it,
mm.
or even locals who do know about it. Sometimes you forget. So as you're walking through the archway, it falls down. So people walk through it. It starts off high and then gets lower and lower and lower. And also, human beings have gotten taller over the past two centuries, so it's not conducive for walking.
So people are just banging their head.
Yeah, essentially. There's a public right of way under the arch through the laneway, but it's not a public roadway and it's not owned by the council. The building is in private ownership, so it seems like there's a house beside it or kind of a room over the archway, so not much they can do. Cork County Council says they've no authority to alter the height of the archway. However, Councillor Pat Hayes, who raised the issue, then said, if you can't heighten the archway, could you dig into the ground? But the council say, no, you can't do that because...
Can they not put up a sign?
I know, but I don't know how many signs you need. Basically, there's no solution to this because the council say that it's an area of historical conservation, so you can't lower the ground, you can't heighten the archway, and it would cause problems with flooding too.
So tall people just can't walk.
Yeah, essentially. So for now, the headbanging continues in Mallow.
Tell us about this Sligo restaurant who felt the need to put some rumours to bed.
Yeah, the rumour mill is just out in force, and you know what this is like, how lethal gossip can be in a local town, and it spreads like wildfire. And also gossip, sometimes it can be quite damaging and can destroy local businesses. So this is a popular Sligo seaside restaurant which has had to shut down persistent rumours it'll be closing as it slammed gossipers for making up stories about the business. We had a business in Naas a few years ago that had to put up a big sign outside saying, ignore all the rumours, we're not closing, because this rumour mill just goes into overdrive.
And it's very unfair in a business.
It is, yes. This is Fish and Bean at Sligo Yacht Club in Ross's Point. Gorgeous location.
Yeah.
Have to put rumours to bed that they were set to shut their doors. They went on social media and they cleared up the matter once and for all, stating, again, it's time for the annual rumours of Ross's Point to be put to bed. We're not closing. It's a weekly thing people are saying to us. Running a restaurant is hard enough these days without constant rumours. We're very much open for business. And customers had a laugh over the false rumours. One user wrote, as the townies would say, this town is full of rumours.
Yeah, it's... I haven't eaten in Fish and Bean. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
Great things as well.
Award-winning, by the way.
Yeah, and I know the I know I spent all my summers as a child in the sailing club in Ross's Point there, so I know the venue that it's in really well. But if you're in Sligo, Ross's Point is well worth a visit.
And hopefully this restaurant gets good publicity too.
Limerick, you're relating your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow.
That's Limerick, you're a lady.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Clare and Limerick. And we're also talking about the Brits at it again. Well, not so much...
what do they own now?
No, well, they're not claiming something Irish as their own, but they've still made a mistake. So the Limerick Leader has this story. Bosses at Gatwick Airport in London have launched an investigation after a flight bound for Shannon on Sunday night was mistakenly referred to as heading for Limerick. So in Gatwick Airport on Sunday night, all the departure boards displayed the flight FR1193 at 9:35 p.m. as destination Limerick. However, the Ryanair flight was in fact headed for Shannon Airport. Now, Limerick is close to Shannon, but Shannon Airport is in Clare, not Limerick.
I know Clare people go mad about it.
They do, and Clare Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe said he's going to write to the head of Gatwick Airport about it. Now, who is at fault? So, Gatwick Airport say all flight information is provided by the airlines. Then Ryanair says, Ryanair flight to Shannon Airport, this is very much visible on our website. Please direct your query to the airport as they manage the screens at the airport. So the airport's blaming Ryanair, Ryanair is blaming the airport. We still don't know why the flight on Sunday night said Limerick and not Shannon.
Rats in Cork.
Yes, pest controllers in Cork are reporting a concerning increase in rat-related
call-outs.
I can't handle
this all night like this. I would move out. I couldn't cope with this.
Yeah, I've often threatened if I saw a mouse in the house, I'd sell up as well. Rentokil says it has recorded a 100% increase in rat call-outs in September compared to the same period last year. And now we are getting colder weather, and this significant surge.
They want in.
Yeah, of course they do. They want warmth. So the surge in rat activity is expected to increase because rats seek warmth and shelter as the temperatures drop, and obviously they find refuge in our homes and businesses. So Rentokil is saying that they want business and homeowners in Cork to stay alert for the increased presence of rats. Now is the time to strengthen your defences and ensure your premises is rodent free.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I do know the warning signs are look out for droppings and scratching noises. So if you hear the scratching, that means that the rats are behind the walls.
My neighbours, though, they have a cat.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I'm hoping that's sort of my defence mechanism.
Hopefully. Better with mice, maybe, than rats, but hopefully it would put them off.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if cats love rats as much as they do mice. Hopefully it'll put them off. And hopefully you don't hear scratching behind your walls, because that means that the rats are in. So apart from that, I'm sure there are tips on the Rentokil website there of how you can keep rats out, but certainly not what you want for the winter.
What you don't see behind the scenes there is that I literally just knocked the mic over by trying to signal to my producer with my hand, and the whole place nearly fell apart. But anyway,
nearly broke news time. Right, we're going to Loud. That was paperback writer because we're talking about books. So tenuous link there between the two. So I'm never happier than a fire and a book and maybe a drink.
Yeah.
This is a very nice idea. A 62-year-old family-run pub has started a new chapter by opening a library in the bar for customers.
Lovely.
You've your own pub in Donegal. You should consider this. It's a great idea.
I don't know if they'd be on for this in the railway.
Would they not?
No.
Well, Sarsfield.
Well, they have the fire and they've two couches that you can sit at the fire and have your Guinness.
Yeah. Sarsfield's
in Drogheda. They do have games now. I did see chess and draughts and stuff in there.
I think you should consider this. I think more pubs should do this. This is Sarsfield's in Drogheda, which now has a book corner where customers can take a book to enjoy with their pint. Or you can leave an old book as well for someone else to rediscover a love of reading. The novel idea came to Coleman Sarsfield when he brought his children to the beach for a walk in Laytown in Meath, and he noticed a community library, according to the Mirror. And he says he has regulars who come in and read books. One man comes in most days and spends the afternoon reading over just one or two pints, and now they've put in the library. He repurposed an old cabinet and has made it into a library there. Now, he says he got some slagging, but even now the younger crew on the weekend start to come in and have a look through the books. And it gets people off social media, on their phones, and back to the art of reading and conversation. So he says it's only a good thing.
Fair play to them.
Great
Shane
idea.
Beattie, enjoy your book and your fire and your glass of red Merlot of the weekend now, and enjoy it.
Thank you, and enjoy the storm, everybody. Tuck up.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.